This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back.
It's my bad.
That's all good. It's all good. I was laughing. We just saw like all of the power brokers of the office walking back to this conference room in the back that's themed. It's the Beatles room. Like it's themed around the Beatles. And I was listening to this podcast recently. It's an interesting music podcast, but they were talking about the Paul is Dead phenomenon. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's incredible because I guess for like 3 years, 4 years, maybe, they thought Paul McCartney was dead. And the person who was masquerading around as Paul McCartney was a lookalike because they used to have like lookalikes at hotels to throw off fans so security could get the real Beatles out of whatever hotel they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it was just like this wild like theory that like they started like analyzing records and then listening to them backwards and then looking at album covers,
yeah.
Vinyl covers, like, oh, look, Paul's wearing black and they're all wearing white and he's facing this way and they're like... It's something you'd get from Twitter, but it's 1969.
Bro, they're doing this with Avril Lavigne.
What?
Is this... neither of you?
No.
This must be a... Okay.
Hey, happy Columbus Day, pal. This is not the day for this.
Yeah, there's a
oh,
whole...
that's why this came up today.
If you Google...
Okay. I completely wiped that out of my mind for about 20 years.
As you should.
So there's this whole like conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne, the current Avril Lavigne, is a body double because the OG Avril Lavigne is no longer with us.
Well...
Avril Lavigne, the modern day Paul McCartney, some say.
Damien, we'll bring this home a little bit.
Please do.
Remember, they would say that about Gucci.
Yes, they would. I thought you were going to say the Ultimate Warrior. We used to think when the Ultimate Warrior came back after not being on steroids for a year, he looked like an entirely different person. And they were like, oh, that's the Ultimate Warrior died. And that's the fake Ultimate Warrior. The point in all of this before we got to Gucci, Avril Lavigne and the Ultimate Warrior was that they were able to spread this conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney was dead in the 60s like we do conspiracy theories today.
That's crazy.
Like, they really thought Paul McCartney was dead. And I guess, like, the pinnacle of where it really took off was just a random DJ in Detroit who got a call from, like, this a conspiracy theory guy who was like, no, Paul McCartney is dead. And he lays out the whole thing. And this music formatted radio show stopped and talked about it for an hour, and it exploded after that. I was like, God, this is literally Twitter in 1968. It's amazing. It went on for years. And I don't even know if people think that the Paul McCartney that's here is the real Paul McCartney. But it's like, it's... I was reading something on it, like, yeah, the theory really died down when Paul McCartney did an interview and said he's in Switzerland. It's like, well, yeah, that might do it. But the Beatles were, like, breaking up and all of these, like, different things. I learned so much listening to this podcast. It's crazy. Like, John Lennon, this peaceful, just, like, imagine, and the Beatle that everybody loves, and that just amazing mural at Central Park was like a drug addict partier.
Jeez.
Who went around with an assistant that Yoko Ono gave him for the purposes, excuse me, kids, of smashing.
Oh.
Okay. At the behest of Yoko. It's crazy. It's wild. It's wild. I guess.
No wild life.
70s music. Boy, now I see why y'all like the Beatles. This is just wild stuff.
They lived a wild life. What you said reminds me of, and Scott Perry, just hold on. We'll get you in a second, Scott. Just yeah, no, leave him on hold. Leave him on hold for a second.
Yeah, we'll
get
Perry's
there.
Scott Perry's waiting to talk to us.
So last night I went to the Playboi Carti concert.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there's a couple things there. This was the first.
One, the fact that it actually happened is incredible.
The fact that it actually happened. And I don't know what happens. This is a little inside baseball with myself and Damien, and even Complex if he's listening. I don't know what happens. I really don't know what happens. We saw this with Future when he came to town.
Mm-hmm.
We monitored these things up to about a week before. And it's like, bro, I don't know what this concert going to look like as far as attendees.
It looked like the last time Complex and I looked, there were 7 tickets sold. I'm not trying to be funny or cute. That Ticketmaster map looked insane.
Dog, while I'm telling you, go look at my stories from IG.
Oh, I saw
it. It was packed.
I was wondering where you were. I was like, what concert is it? Because Jake told me you went to a concert. I thought you went to Yoshi's to see music. That's where I thought you were last night.
No.
When I saw your story this morning, I was like, that's not Yoshi's. What the hell is that?
It was packed. I don't know where they got these people from. And it's not even like stunt doubles, because everybody in there knew the words to the song. Like, they were going crazy. These are fans. I guess they just waited till the day of, I guess.
That
I don't know.
Walk up is crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy. So I say all that to say, I went to Playboi Carti concert. Number one, this was the first concert, hip hop concert I went to that, this is a sign of age, that I had no interest in going to.
So, okay. You took Reese.
I took Reese.
Okay.
And my cousin Cameron. He's like 2 years older than Reese. And it was Reese's first concert. I was like, came across some tickets. I was like, all right.
Man.
Like, I don't really.
Tell everyone forever, Playboi Carti's his first concert.
It was hyped.
Still better than mine.
He was hyped. He was like, let's go. He was hyped. And I was like, all right, I'm there. I might, like, off the top of my head, know 3 Playboi Carti songs.
Okay.
He played 2 of them. He was on stage for an hour. He played 2 of them. So just mind you, him, Ken Carson, Homicide Squad, I don't know
any of
these people, and I don't know any of their songs. None of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm just there and vibing, maybe a beat here and there, and I'm vibing. I don't know nothing's going on. But here's the part that reminds me of Paul McCartney.
Man, find you someone who can tie in Playboi Carti to Paul McCartney.
The stage was high up. It was above. They had a mosh pit on the floor, too. No chairs on the floor. It was a mosh pit. Stage was high up. there was like these strobing lights most of the night. It was kind of dark. Camera really never gets on these people. Lights never brighten up so you can see them. There is a possibility that Playboy Cardi was not there last night. I never saw him once. I have no proof that Playboy Cardi was there, or Ken Carson, or the Homicide. When I mean the lights never shined on these guys on stage, not once. You just hear the music. You see images, you know what I mean, like on the big screen and all this. But you never, it's never, yo, Sacramento, what's up? Stand up. I want to see you, big dog. They just kept playing music the whole time. Just kept playing music. Never. He might not have been there last night. He might have said, bro,
I'm
getting $500,000, bro. I'll give you $200,000, man. Just go up there and just go sing on my
vibe
songs,
out
bro.
To my music.
Yeah, sing my songs, big dog. It's good.
And it's at this moment that Kenny started the Playboy is dead theory.
Look, I don't even know if he's dead.
Get the Wikipedia page ready.
It's done.
He just might not have said, I don't feel like going tonight. Here, big dog. Here's $200,000. Just go on stage. The lights will never shine on you. They'll never see your face. Just sing my songs.
Where do I sign up for that job?
I want the job.
Let me and Kenny do it. We got this.
Me and Jazz were talking about this. I was like, bro, we don't know who's on stage right now.
Mm.
Not once the light. Oh, that's his face. I see it. Nah.
Two things. Everything you just said sounds awful.
It was so loud from in the there too.
Okay, now you sound like a really old
it
man.
It was hella loud.
Now you sound like the oldest man that ever lived.
I love this. This is
it
so great.
It was hella loud. But when he played Fiend, that was fire. And he did.
Is that the one they play in all the arenas?
Yeah,
Fiend.
That's
Fiend.
The
exactly Fiend. That's my new favorite one.
Yeah, that was fire. They went crazy when Fiend came on, and they went crazy. Well, they went crazy on a bunch of the songs I didn't know, but. They played Timeless too. Those were the two songs I knew.
So Travis
the whole weekend. Night. The whole night. Mm-hmm. Those were the two songs I know. We were there from 8 to 11:45. Those were the only two songs I knew.
Is that because that's the only two songs that you play on KSFM?
Yeah. I don't know. Fiend didn't get a long run on KSFM, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Fiend, it did, but not a long one.
Hmm.
Fiend, yeah. I knew it from there. And it was from Travis Scott's album, so that's where I know.
Yeah,
not Playboy Cardi.
So. Travis's joint. I'm sorry to telegraph this, but can you do the Price Picks read?
Absolutely.
Normally there's like this real cute transition into something. Could you just go to Price Picks
and look,
download the app?
I'm going to tell you right now, Price Picks just sent out the alert.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that.
That's discount for Steph Curry on opening night. Yep. 0.5 points. You can add him to a lineup. Whatever
I'm taking less.
You want to. Oh, that would be devastating for Dubs fans. But 0.5 points, max discount Steph Curry. You can have an opening night lineup and basically get one free play already. Like, that's just a lock, except if you're Kyle. That's not a lock. But go sign up for Prize Picks right now. Download the app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states.
Yep.
Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks and the Star of Stars. It's good to be right because this is All-Star Weekend. So I got to say like David Stern. The Star of Stars. West Sac Kings fan, it's good to be right. That does not go towards your record, WSKF. It's All-Star Week.
There's also a theory that Melania Trump has been replaced.
I've seen that one.
Oh, that one's easy work.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah.
She probably wishes she had.
Now, not dead, just replaced.
Replaced.
Yeah, like she's vibing at home and some other rando is wearing sunglasses and a hat. Yeah.
Radio host, I love this link that Kyle sent me. Radio host Kyle and Jackie O said that Avril Lavigne never actually flat out denied that she had been replaced. There you have it. We'll come back. We'll get back into these frustrating conversations surrounding Keegan Murray and Fred Warner. We have a Scott Perry situation that Kyle wants to execute here. Yeah. With KC, so we'll do that when dealing with KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, James Hamm is at practice. We'll check in at Kings practice here in just a little bit, and he'll check back in with us right around 3 o'clock. Let's bring Kyle Mattson, who is hanging out with us today, which is a surprise to him. But we're always happy to have our man Kyle Mattson here, especially when it's such a newsworthy day with obviously what happened with Fred Warner and the San Francisco 49ers and Keegan Murray. But you had teased you had a scenario that you wanted to put out there for one Kenny Caraway.
Yeah, and really this is for both of you guys, because I didn't realize you guys both hate Keegan. So that changes the conversation. So as we know, Scott Perry, when he has a decision to make, he calls Kenny. He says, Kenny, what should
that's
I
my
do
boy.
Here? Yeah, this is how it goes. So earlier during the handoff, you were talking about how Keegan is a good defender, not great defender. Mm-hmm. And we know that based on other conversations, you think Keegan is probably at his ceiling offensively.
Yeah, close to it.
Close to it.
Yeah.
So he's a 13 to 15 points per game guy, and he's not an all-NBA defender. He's not a DPOY type of candidate. Mm-hmm. Are you not paying Keegan Murray if Scott Perry says, hey, Kenny, we got a 5 and 100 on the table for Keegan? Should we offer that?
5 and 100.
So 20 a year for 5 years.
5 years. I'm thinking about
Kenny,
it, Scott.
Kenny, okay.
I'm thinking
Sorry.
About it.
Thought I lost you there.
I'm thinking about it, Scott. So the question is, and I guess I want to revisit this, because I remember we had this conversation months ago. It was me, Damien, and Jesse. And I started off saying, why not just let it play out and let the market dictate what that salary should be, what that next contract should be? You have the, you know, have his rights as far as him being a restricted free agent. And there are benefits that contracts have that go towards the go towards the player, like we learned during this whole Jonathan Kuminga thing, like, hey, don't waive your no trade clause, all this other stuff. It's there to protect you. To a certain degree, that restricted free agency is there to kind of protect the team. Why not use that? Why not use that situation? We talked about it a little bit more. Maybe we can figure out exactly why we said you should just sign him. But that's where we landed. And here we are on October 13th. And I'm back in the camp of why not just let the market play out? Why not let him go into restricted free agency and let that be the deal? And if it's 5 and 100, if you play yourself a little bit and now he's a $27 million a year player, then
you're probably gladly pay it.
Exactly. But you guys help me out here. Why would I sign Keegan Murray right now?
You asking me?
Both of you guys, you can start.
Because you risk losing him in restricted free agency. If you're at 5 and 100 and he does what he does this year, and some other team says, hey, here's 5-125. We really believe in Keegan's upside. Here's 5-125 on the restricted free agent market. You all of a sudden comfortable matching that?
Yeah, if he plays the way that you're hoping he does, yeah.
If he
I'm saying he's just the same guy.
If he does
Then he's
just
the
losing
same guy
for nothing.
Well,
damn.
Then you lose him for nothing. Like I don't know what to say.
I don't think $20 million a year is egregious for a player who does what Keegan does.
I don't think that it is either, but I also don't know what Keegan's value is to this league. Like, I don't know what Keegan is as a player. Right now, he's a 12-point-per-game player with, I guess he's a good defender. Like, I don't know basketball.
Keegan's all of a sudden a bad defender.
A good defender. Don't do that. I'm not saying he's a bad defender, but he's talked about sometimes, particularly by James and others, like he's Paul George. He's a good defender. Maybe he stands out because this team stinks defensively.
Mm.
But the idea that he is this, like, man, get Keegan Murray out there on the floor, it's an absolute game changer. I don't see it. Maybe I just don't understand the game of basketball enough to understand it. But I just look at him like he's a good defender. He's a good basketball player. Mm-hmm. If good basketball players, if Scott Perry and his team get together and go, good basketball players go for 20 and go for 5 and 100, sign him right now. Mm-hmm. If that's what the league says, yeah, I don't have no problem with that at all.
My whole thing with it is, if you're talking about 2027 and Domas is going to be off the books and Zach LaVine will be off the books and DeMar DeRozan will be off the books and I think Malik will be off the books or in his last year, whatever it is, like, you need something going into 27. And I don't think Keegan at 20 is prohibitive to you signing additional players.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to make money.
Right. So
like, there is a floor. So pay him.
Right. And I don't, I
can you build, can you, do you believe that the Sacramento Kings, in the scenario you just created, could build a basketball team, the sustainable winner that Scott Perry and Doug Christie have talked about, yeah, around Keegan Murray?
Not around, because building around him, you build around Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
You build around Steph Curry. You don't, I thought you built around De'Aaron Fox, but I guess not. I think you build around, you don't build around Keegan Murray, but if you're trying to build out a team kind of on the fly, I'd rather have Keegan Murray on my roster than not.
So essentially, in the scenario you just, he's Lauri Markkanen.
Sure, but at 20 a year instead of whatever Lauri makes.
So the Jazz signed Lauri Markkanen to this massive contract extension and have nothing. It's like the Raiders having Max Crosby. It's the Browns having Miles Garrett. You just have this really high-priced player.
Except he's not that high level.
He's not, but he's paid like it.
But he's not. 20 a year is not that crazy.
That's not what Lauri Markkanen makes.
I know. That's why I'm saying that's what's different to me.
But you still have you're committed to 5 years to a player who you just want to be a part of a team that you don't know what team you're building.
Yeah, but I think he kind of fits whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Maybe I got this all wrong. You guys can help me out. But in the scenario that that Kyle laid out, if a team comes in and says, if you Keegan's people are like, oh, we take $20 a year mm-hmm. a year right now, you say no, we're gonna let it play out, he balls out, goes into restricted free agency, and someone is offering $27 a year, and you're like, that's too rich for my blood, then you've like 20 and 27 a year isn't that big of a deal. If you would have signed him at 20 a year, you probably should be saying, no, I'd sign him at 27.
But there's
a
key difference to what you said and what he said. You said he balls out. Mm. Kyle says he plays the same.
Yeah, he's just Keegan.
If he's just if he's what you said, I don't care. Take the risk and sign him to 27, 28, mm-hmm. 29, 30 million. If he gives you that, and now all of a sudden the what ifs suddenly some of them are answered, do it. Yeah, absolutely pay him 27, 28, 29, 30, whatever you want, whatever the market says he's worth, mm-hmm. pay it. Kyle's scenario was he's just Keegan. Mm. And I don't know if that means 12 points per game, 13, 14 points per game, good defender. Like if 20 per, mm-hmm. you know, five years, 100 million, if that's the going market, then and Scott Perry's comfortable with that, then like fine.
All right, then why don't they just trade him? Because I think you could probably get something for him. And if you're running the risk of like, yeah, we're cool losing him in restricted free agency,
I don't think that's the case.
Then go get something.
That's the case. I think Keegan and Keon are the same thing.
I
think they're trying to work with what they have right now and get salaries out. I hate using this term because it sounds like Monty McNair. I think they wanted to maintain some level of flexibility in an attempt to try to work throughout this off season, or mm-hmm. excuse me, this season up until February, and then figure out what those guys are long term. Mm-hmm. I think Keegan and Keon Ellis are going to be here for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is like, yeah, we honestly think these guys suck, so we're just trying to figure this out. I think they're trying to, like I saw Manny in here say a second ago.
Is he still here?
He is. He never goes anywhere.
Golly.
We do love him for it. But for me, the devastation of this injury isn't because of what Keegan brings. It's more about the organization's urgency not to sign another athletic 3 or 4 for the roster. Who did you want that to be?
We just went over that.
Yeah, like who, like, urgently go out. Who are you talking about?
No, I don't. Yeah, I get.
They tried to go get one through trade,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Would you have put, let me ask you guys this, would you have put Keegan on the table if it meant getting Jonathan Kuminga?
Nah.
I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have. That would have just created another
right.
problem. Like, I think Keegan and Kuminga together would have been a great, you talk about looking at the next mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Losing Keegan to get Kuminga, that would have, you would have just, well, that would have been pointless to me.
Once again,
no.
You guys,
to me, yes. I'm trying to follow logic because Kuminga is also 2 years younger. The big thing, if I'm processing what Kenny's saying correctly, or if I'm interpreting it correctly, your whole thing with Keegan is like the ceiling isn't there. You and James have a disagreement about what Keegan's ceiling is, mm-hmm. correct?
James and Kenny have a disagreement on everything.
You guys have a disagreement literally. On whether basketball is a sport.
That's
does basketball exist, yes or no, or is it Paul McCartney?
Right. Basketball is dead. Like Paul McCartney, Avril Lavigne, apparently Melania Trump.
Oh,
no.
What did I do?
Kyle quit. He stormed out.
The hell with
it's pocket watching all over again. That's not even the real Kyle Madsen. The real Kyle died at Disneyland. This is his.
Dang, yeah, I was the person at Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that was
by
terrible.
The way, if I bite it inside of Haunted Mansion, you guys can celebrate at my funeral.
Oh, I'm confident. Like I think there was a proposal. Like if Kevin died on Haunted Mansion, could we get his name on one of the?
Yeah, one of the tombstones.
Like we
outside.
Absolutely would put Kyle Madsen up there.
Yeah, that needs.
But
to
we
happen.
Would make it funnier.
Yeah, no, for sure. We need to make all the jokes. If I die in a funny way, you guys can laugh about it on air.
Oh, we will.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay, I just want to
make
might
laugh
that,
if it's not
I don't
a funny
want anybody
way
being like, be like, hey, that's not, he, like, nah. If I stepped on a rake and it hit me in the right spot in the head and I was just out, like, nah, we can all laugh at this. We can all make jokes.
Kenny dropping a Beavis and Butthead reference.
I did like that show. But that was The Simpsons when Sideshow Bob kept stepping on the rakes and hitting.
Oh, why did I think it was Beavis and Butthead? Did they do it too? I absolutely thought that was Beavis and Butthead.
One time, hang on, speaking of stepping on brakes, I'm sorry, I don't want to derail your program.
It's fine.
I'm a freshman in high school and I'm trying out for the baseball team. Trying out, like everybody makes it. But I just had a great practice.
They say tryout to make you feel good.
Right, yeah, good self-esteem. Right, yeah, about the fact that I made the team with 27 other kids. So I'm trying out for the team. I just had a great practice. Like just terrific. And we're doing all the after practice, like cleanup stuff. And I get a bunch of stuff done and I go running over to the coach. And as I'm walking up to the coach, I legit step on a rake and it just whap hits me right in the face.
What the hell?
I'm 6 feet in front of the coach.
Please tell me he cut you immediately.
Dude, no. Oh. He goes, not after the practice I had. He goes, that was a freshman thing to do.
Freshman.
It was. So I legit stepped on a rake.
And I would have to think you have to step on it perfectly to get it to project up like that.
Any other way, that sounds dangerous. Like, put a hole in the bottom of your foot.
Yeah. Yikes. Tough. Bad beat for me. So I have literally stepped on a rake. Like, there's a non-zero chance that's how I go. And if I go that way, you guys can please laugh
about
it.
How did we get to rakes and you dying on a haunted mansion?
Man.
Does anyone remember?
I don't know how we got there.
It has to do with Keegan Murray's thumb.
Well, yeah, because me and James don't agree on
anything. That's right.
You and James don't agree on Keegan. And then we ran down that. Okay, we're back. Yeah. So the whole thing is Keegan's ceiling. So the reason I bring up would you trade Keegan for Kuminga is you're trading for a ceiling that doesn't currently exist would be the thought process. Mm-hmm. And why? I personally would not have done that.
The ceiling doesn't exist. You don't know what it is. You don't know if he's reached it. And if he hasn't, you don't know what it is.
So, and the other aspect of that, to me, and this is something that we were saying throughout the whole Kuminga saga, I'm not trading Jonathan Kuminga to replace Keegan Murray. I'm trading for him to play with Keegan Murray.
Right.
Like, that's the whole thing. When you talk about
building a basketball team,
When you talk about trading Keegan Murray, I said this a number of different times. I don't want him off this team. He is a valued member of what you should be trying to do if you're building a team or building a franchise.
Just not $20 million valuable.
No, I wouldn't even say that. It's just I'm not. Why would I pay $20 million if that's possibly not the market?
So you don't piss him off.
He gonna be pissed off with $17 million?
Maybe.
And I'll tell you this.
If he wants 25?
But I'll tell you this. If he's pissed off to the point where he's not good, then he probably shouldn't be in my program anyway. If he wants 25 and this goes into.
Well, the difference is Steve Kerr doesn't like Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, he hasn't spent years crapping on Jonathan Kuminga. Here's the thing, and this may be what's in play. This may be what's holding some things up. If I'm Scott Perry, let me take it back, rewind just a little bit. If I'm Keegan as an agent, and I say I want $25 million a year, and I'm Scott Perry, and much like the Kuminga market, I know what the market is, dog. I've asked around. I've talked to people. You're $18, $20 million a year max. Why would I give you $25 million when I don't have to? Nobody's paying you $25 million. They're paying you no more than 20, so I'm offering 20, but you telling me you want 25, that's not out there. And if you think it is, go out there and get it. Go out there and get it. And then we'll address it again because you're a restricted free agent and you can come back and say, I told you I could get $25 million. Now you're gonna sign me or you're gonna let me go. Then I got a decision to make. But as of
today, the thing is, you have to, if you're Scott Perry, you have to make that decision before he enters restricted free agency. So to go back to the scenario you presented, mm-hmm. Kyle, where a team offers him an offer sheet of, 27 per over 5 years or probably be 4 years, mm-hmm. you have to know if you're Sacramento, all right, we're matching whatever comes in.
Right.
Or we're not. Like or one yeah. of the, yeah, Mike, like, or what, one, like or you, we're not. You have to know, like, what's, You have to know, okay, the offer sheet doesn't come. Here's what we're signing. Here's the threshold of our offer sheet, and here's where we let them go for nothing. Or we sign at all costs. Like, those decisions have to be made before he ever enters restricted free agent.
If he, yeah, for sure. The two different scenarios that Kyle kind of put it, if he balls out to the point where somebody wants to offer him 27.
That was your scenario.
Well, right. And he is played up to that level of being a 25 mm-hmm. to 27. And yes, you sign mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. If he's the same and you still have him at that $20 million a year mark and somebody wants to come out here and offer $27 million, then you let him move
just
on.
Lose him for nothing.
Well, you also might see if you can work a sign and trade.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Warriors were trying to do. Mm-hmm. So you might, and it won't be the same value that you would be getting if you just trade him just in general. Mm-hmm. But I guess my thing is I don't know why you got to make, especially with the way the NBA is going. We learned a lot. I think this conversation we had too was before the summer, and we learned a lot about the summer and the way teams are playing players in this climate. I don't know why you just run out and give them a contract.
We don't know if we don't know if this is a one-off, if this is the new NBA. Mm-hmm. We don't know what this is. We've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in my 10 years covering this league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to see it again. I don't know if this is the new norm. I have no idea.
Feels like this is the new norm. Teams are so afraid of the aprons. It feels like this is like you're really making sure that when you throw out a big money contract.
Then let's stop making a big deal out of free agency then, because it's going to be the boringest period in the history of.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Ever.
The thing with Keegan is Jabari Smith Jr. and Keegan compare very, very close statistically. And Jabari got 5-122, I think.
Something like that.
5-122, which is why if you're Keegan and you're going fine, 5-100, and the Kings are like, nah, go see if the market's like, I think he's probably going, well, hang on, I'm asking for less than that guy who I'm statistically very comparable to. And he doesn't even start every game for them. So why can't I do 5-100 or 5-105 or whatever? I don't think it would be completely unreasonable for Keegan to have some expectation that he makes more than 17 or 18 a year.
To me at least,
uh-huh.
Jabari's 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Jabari is who he is as a basketball player. I certainly think part of Houston's rationale is the understanding of what the dynamics of that basketball team is right now, and what Jabari brings to the table is perfectly fine because Kevin Durant is there. The problem with the Sacramento Kings is every freaking year since the end of his rookie year, we've asked for more and more and more and more, and he has been unable to do it. He's been unable to match what he did his rookie season. Now, whether that's his fault, whether that's Mike's fault, whether it's Monty, Wes, Scott Perry, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, whatever. Whoever you choose to blame in that situation is perfectly fine, but he's never been that again. Mm. If you want a player who can play, you know, really good defense, really solid, reliable, 12, 13, 14 points, capable of hitting the three, capable of a big 20-plus point night, and by all means, do that. The Rockets are comfortable doing that because Kevin Durant's there, and they've known Kevin Durant was going to be there. So paying a player that they think is valuable to what they do at that 122 marker, I think you said, perfectly fine because they know his role and they're comfortable with it.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I was gonna say the other thing about that is that's the Rockets re-signing their player. Do we know that if Jabari hit the open market, somebody's gonna pay him $23 million? And then also, if I'm Scott Perry, I'm looking at, part of my job is to look into the future. Who gonna have the cap space to sign Keegan Murray to $25 million a year next offseason?
Now you're thinking like Mike Dunleavy. Here we go.
But that's part of the story, too, though. That's part of the reason why Kuminga didn't go nowhere, because nobody had the money to sign him, even if they liked him. It's the messed up part about this game sometimes, but if you can read that right, and be like, I think you might be a $25 million a year player, but nobody has $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the situation.
Utah and Brooklyn have it, buddy.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Great.
Are you you or Scott?
I'm me right now, but Scott may chime in. Okay. I'm me.
Put him in.
Kyle's here.
The fake Kyle Madsen.
Real? No.
Who replaced the Kyle Madsen?
Allegedly.
Who died at Disneyland.
Allegedly.
Right.
Let's say they don't come to an agreement on a contract in the next 7 days. They have till 3 p.m. next Monday.
Okay.
Let's say he's going into this year, in the final year of his deal, he's set for restricted free agency.
Okay.
Do you take calls on him?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You take calls on every single player on this roster.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. What is it taking to get Keegan Murray out of here?
First thing, someone younger.
Okay. So it has to be a player.
For me,
I want a player and a pick.
Yeah, at the very least, it has to be a player, particularly a young one.
I want a player and particularly a first round pick, because
for the guy you're not willing to pay $20 million a year to,
I'm not saying I'm
it's
not
what the
to
it's
him.
Not what the Kings think of him.
Right,
it's what the other team thinks of him.
And I'm also saying
that's what matters.
I'm not. I'm also not saying I'm not willing to pay him $20 million a year. I just know I don't have to today. I don't have to. That's all I'm saying, is I don't have to do it. We can have this same discussion next July. And at that point, my hand will be a little bit more forced. And maybe then sign him.
It'll be a lot bit more.
It'll
be at the point next July of you either sign him or he's gone.
Yeah, but that's not.
For nothing.
You're right. But that's not the case on October 13th or October 20th. Mm-mm. I don't have to sign. I can sign you to a $20 million a year in July. I don't have to do it today. And just because I'm not doing it today doesn't mean I don't want to. It just means I'm not doing it because I don't have to.
You're
that's
smirking about
also,
something.
But
that's
also,
that's a tough sell to the player. Like, we don't want to not, but we don't have to because we kind of got to see it. Like, we want you, but we don't. Want like not that bad in case.
See, but you're like, you got. I think you both forget something.
I forget a lot of things.
You're not talking to the player. You're talking to his representatives.
Sure.
That conversation is very different.
Sure.
So how the representative choose to relay that to his player, that's an entirely different thing. It doesn't serve an agent's interest in saying they don't want you, they don't like you. It serves that agent's interest in saying, here's where we're at with Sacramento. We're taking a look around the league. Here's who's called about you. It's basically give me a rundown. Mm-hmm. And here's what I think. We need to sign this offer from Sacramento because that $25 million isn't out there. That conversation's already happened, by the way. It's had to have. Like, hey, here's what the market looks like next year. Undoubtedly, Keegan Murray's agent has taken a call to ask, hey, what are your plans with Sacramento? Like, are you pushing for a signature? Are you going to restrict the free agency? Like, what does it look like? What are you guys looking for? That conversation has absolutely happened. Free agency moves, like I know no one buys the start of free agency. Everybody knows that's nonsense. This stuff starts months and months, potentially years. It's already started. Yeah. We'll come back. I don't know how this turned into this. Kyle Madsen shows up for one day and just instigates
all this stuff.
Shout out to Kyle, man. I think this is actually a fascinating conversation.
We'll come back. We'll either continue this conversation or we'll mourn the loss of Fred Warner. I don't know what it is.
Just keep the Kings.
It's going to be one of those two. Steelo and Casey, our man Kyle Madsen from the inside is on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Big shout out to our Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker. You can go spend some time at Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. Try some of the amazing small lot wines that Dusty creates right here in the city. Even if you ask, they'll take you to the back, show you the barrel, show you how whole process is created. It's an absolutely fascinating thing to see. And it's even more amazing that it's happening right here in West Sacramento. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com, join Dusty's Clubhouse, get notes on exclusive releases, tasting room specials, find out about the different variety of wines that they have, and there is a long list of them. And if you're out and about, man, you can head over to Rayleigh's Bel Air. They got them at the Nugget in Elk Grove. They got them at the Nugget in Granite Bay. They got them at the Nugget in Roseville. Just look for that bottle of wine with that baseball stitch on it, man. Baker Family Wines, our man Dusty Baker right there. And again, head over to BakerFamilyWines.com or make your way into that tasting room over in West Sacramento. It's a great place to watch games. It's really just a great place to hang out.
Yeah, good vibes, man.
Major, major vibe. Shout out to our man Dusty Baker on that. Speaking of vibes, this Sunday it's going to be a vibe out at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. Katie and myself, Katie from the Wake Up Call, we're going to be hosting the King's Tip-Off Special. Keon Ellis is going to be out there signing autographs. Festivities begin at 2 o'clock. It's one of the coolest events the Kings do. Of course, they have that big open practice and fan fest on Saturday, and it's all capped off on Sunday at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville with your chance to meet Keon Ellis. So come through again. Festivities begin at 2 o'clock.
And don't forget, Baker Family Wines.
Bake your wine. You can. It's now it's bake your wine. You don't even do we even know the rules of this sham of a league?
You tell me. It's your.
It's not my league.
All right, rest on.
Bake your wine. 100% Do not do that.
No, yeah, don't do that.
If you want to do like a red wine reduction or something, that's one thing.
No, this is dumb.
Do you want fire emojis on that on the red wine reduction?
Is that bake your wine? No. You need no. There just needs to. We need to put up. Just stop.
No, we it's the BFWL. What are you talking about?
No, okay, it's still in its infancy. There's clearly some things that need to be worked out here. It's like the Kings at the four. Like, you're not just going to willy-nilly throw Dario Saric in the starting lineup. You're going to see how things go.
Do you think Dusty would be proud of this?
Yes.
I know he wouldn't be proud of bake your wine. That's not part of the process. You can go to Baker Family Wines, and they'll show you the process. Not once are they like, and then you put it in the oven. Not a thing that happens.
Oh, man. Shout out Baker Family Wines, man.
You don't bake your wine.
You don't bake it, but it's cool.
Craft your wine.
Perfect.
Because it's all handcrafted right here in Sacramento.
You guys, correct. You two remind me on the next commercial break. I got something I got to play for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're ready. Sorry, radio audience. Guess you can't Guess you can't partake in this. Got to go to the stream.
They probably could. They actually could, but we're talking right now.
What are
maybe,
we talking
maybe
about?
Maybe I'll play it during on the air.
Did we get anywhere with this Keegan Murray extension thing? Did like Keegan Murray tears his UCLA UCLA.
Eight claps. Hey, big win for them again this weekend.
They're on fire. Somebody else is not on fire.
Man.
Actually, he's doing great.
He is perfect.
He's doing great.
This man, James Franklin, started the season as the second-ranked team in college football.
Mm-hmm.
He is now unemployed, making $49 million.
The dream.
Come on, man.
He did it.
Leon Thomas, it's not fair.
Ski mask all-star.
His win percentage against top 10 teams is 160.
Oof.
It's not even a good batting average.
How many? Oof.
160.
I got to see how many wins that is.
I think it's
season.
1 out of 18, but that could be wrong.
That's a 13-win NBA team.
Come on, man. Still not as bad as those Sixers. That's crazy, too. The record-setting Sixers. Or who was the team that won 9?
That was the Sixers.
Definitely the Sixers.
Yeah, that was the Sixers.
That's how bad they were. They're worse than James Franklin.
Do you know what's so funny, though? Is Penn State's 2026 schedule features, like, no teams that are going to be in the top 10. Marshall, Temple, Buffalo, Maryland,
Oh, they'll lose it.
Something. Even Northwestern, Minnesota, Purdue, Rutgers, then USC, Wisconsin, and UW. Penn State, big bounce back year next year because they don't play anybody good.
Last year was supposed to be that year. And to their credit, they made it to the semifinals, I believe, of the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, I think the only tough game they had was Ohio State, which they lost at home. But it was like, nah, it's good. Like, we don't have to worry about much. And they won, but yeah, they.
He was one game away from the national championship.
Did you see the video of him after the game?
The UCLA game?
No.
No.
So they lost to Northwestern.
No.
So the game's over, and he's standing on the field, and he just, you know, after handshakes and stuff, and his hands are on his hips, and he's just looking around. Just at the time, I think I saw this Saturday, so he hadn't been fired yet, but they're like, yeah, James Franklin just looking like he's taking it all in one last time. He knew.
I'm sure he did.
He knew.
I'm sure he did.
So.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that man didn't care.
$49 million buyout that's ridiculous. That is horrible. He effectively failed miserably at his job. And was rewarded $49 million.
No, he was awarded for having a good agency.
Well,
that's what he was awarded for.
I heard, here's the other crazy thing about college sports. Rumor has it, I don't know, I just read a couple of things. Rumor has it that Adidas, who I think has taken over for Nike as the sponsor, merchandise provider, paid the buyout.
No chance.
Just a rumor.
No chance.
Yeah.
Rumor was they wanted him out before the season, but they couldn't make it happen.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
Hmm.
It's not the biggest deal in the
world.
Why
do you think it's no chance?
I just don't think that, like, Adidas has, how many top five teams do they have right now? I don't think they were super concerned with the fact that Penn State is ass. I think this has been a long time. I don't follow college football that close. I know that Penn State fans have hated James Franklin for like 6 years now.
Correct.
This, I think, was a culmination of like, all right, this is the final straw. We cannot move forward. We cannot move forward with this guy as the coach. Like, I think they reached that point. I doubt Adidas was the one that was like, we'll cover that.
But that is part of it, though. Like, yeah, you want to fire him. He's owed $50 million. Like, how do we make that happen?
And well, it they could have be, it.
They have it, but I mean,
do they want to pay $50 million buyout? That payoff comes from boosters.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all if Adidas paid for that. Or you said Adidas or Under Armour?
Adidas.
I would, this time is a thing. Is he the first coach after Paterno?
Yeah.
Is that right?
B.O.B. I think it was B.O.B. was the first coach.
Airplanes?
Really?
Bill O'Brien.
I have only a vague recollection of that.
I have no recollection of that.
I think he was first, to the NFL, and then James Franklin took over for him.
That's absolutely right. So Tom Bradley
He went to the Texans?
Yeah.
Tom Bradley was the interim coach for Paterno in 2011.
Uh-huh.
And then Bill O'Brien was the coach 2012 to 13.
I was going
to
say, so he only coached a year.
14. Yeah. 24 games.
Wow. Two years. Yeah, 2 years. 12 and 13.
15, okay, gotcha. Went 15 and 9. Yeah, he got him up out of there.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like.
Well, I think he left. I think he was doing good.
He went to Texas.
And he left.
Texans. Yeah. Houston Texans.
He left and went to the NFL. Nobody won.
Nope.
Well, Penn State did win. I mean, James Franklin did some good things there. But, I mean, his story is going to be defined by the fact that he could not beat the top teams. He just could not do it.
Yep.
No, they absolutely couldn't.
Crazy.
The Keegan. Where are we with Keegan Murray? I don't know. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks, and now we're arguing if he should be out for the rest of his life.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks, and this stemmed from because to me this is a really significant loss. If I thought the Kings were going to win, go 9-12 in their first 21, to me they're it's like, man, they might be at like 5 or 6 wins now after their first 21, and that's pretty dramatically different.
So let me ask you this. You'd be a good person to ask. In that 9-12 record that you created in the first 21 games, because this is all fictitious, so we could do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
What was Keegan Murray's contribution in those 21 games?
I need to back up real quick.
Okay.
9-12 was the you'd feel good about the Kings at 9-12.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to go 9-12 in their first.
Oh, you thought it was going to be worse.
Yeah, I'm not high on the Kings.
Got it. Hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I'm not super high on them.
Doesn't bleed through the radio every time you discuss them.
I'm done being, because I've been optimistic the first 2 years we did this show. It's like, no, they got it. All right, no, they got it this year. I can't anymore.
Well, you don't have to be optimistic. Just how do you feel? Team's not very good. That's how
Team's
you feel.
Team's not great. No.
Okay. So 9-12 was the optimistic view for 21 with Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be a little worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the most optimistic sense, what was Keegan Murray's contribution in that 21 game stretch?
He was hitting more threes. He was back to shooting 38, 39, 40% from three. And playing very, very good defensively, and being being a defender that they could lean on, as Doug Christie tries to establish this defensive-minded toughness on the defensive end type of mentality.
Yeah. So that's the optimistic 9-12. What's the most? Are those still Keegan Murray's contributions in, you know, we'll say your optimistic view was 9-12. We'll say it's 7-14, 6-15. What's Keegan's contributions to that? Is it the same?
I think if you're going like 5-16, I think you have some issues where Keegan's not knocking down threes. Because without Keegan on the floor, and I know that we've discussed this, and do the Kings need to shoot threes or not, et cetera, et cetera. You have to shoot it a little bit.
Sure.
And he was like, in their starting lineup, he was the guy outside of Zach LaVine that you felt good about knocking down a three. And when you remove him.
So I guess this is where.
He's supposed to shoot 10 a year. Ten a game this year. That's what the streets are saying.
I guess this is why I just get a little confused, is he's not hitting threes. for the better part of
like. So
you're
just out on him ever bouncing back and looking like he did as a rookie?
No, no. Well, since he did as a rookie, there's a lot more evidence to say he's not the player he was his rookie year, and he's closer to the player that he was the last two. There's a lot more evidence to support that.
I don't disagree with you. I am giving him a little bit of grace. I don't think his ceiling's as high as James does. I don't think he's ever going to be a get him the ball and get and clear out.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to be that. But I'm giving him a little bit. I'll buy into I will buy into the idea that wow, DeMar DeRozan showing up just really just knocked him off kilter last year. Like, okay, that's fine. Cool. I will buy that for a second. But then it needs to be this year, because Keegan's only effective if there are bad players around him. All right, then he's not good.
So
if you can't figure out how to play with good players, then I don't know what to tell you anymore. So I'll give him this year to bounce back.
So, but
mm-hmm.
if that's what we're doing, why are we rushing to sign him right now?
That's kind of what I'm saying is I think if you don't feel good about him, then trade him.
And I think
you're in that spot where you don't want to sign him to 20 a year, then you think his value is going to go down.
Not necessarily though, because like what you just said is like, if this is who you are, if this is what you want, all right, go show me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's personally perfectly reasonable. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the reason why I'm not in a rush to sign you today.
Okay, well,
I still have my questions, and that doesn't mean because I have my questions, I don't think you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know today, and I want to see. Matter of fact, maybe I think you can. Maybe I hope you can. But reasonably, you haven't shown that. You want me to sign you to $20 million, $20-25 million on a hope and a prayer?
25 is very different from 20 to me.
Fair. You want me to sign you to $20 million on a hope and a prayer?
Not a hope and a prayer. I think what he contributes now is worth that.
There's probably an argument to be made. There's probably an argument to be made that a player that produces what Keegan Murray does is a $500 million player.
That's my argument. That's my point. I don't think he has to take some leap to be a $20 million a year player. But I think that's just kind of what he is right now.
And that's fine. And if you're so I think my point is, if you're okay with that, if you're okay mm-hmm. with that Keegan mm-hmm. Murray, then yeah, I'd sign him today.
Yeah.
If the idea is he's the James Hamm version of Keegan Murray.
He's Paul George.
Buddy, I'm with Kenny. Like, I'll wait.
20 small.
But 20, it's whatever.
That's what I'm, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All I've heard for the last 2 years is you can't get rid of Keegan, you can't get rid of Keon, and if you don't sign Keegan by next Monday, you run the risk of losing both of them next year. And all I've heard for the last 2 years is how, oh my God, these guys have got to start and they're so good and you got to give them room to develop. And oh my God, these guys are so amazing. And all of a sudden we're just cool with potentially losing them.
You heard that from who?
A lot of people. James Hamm, Kings fans. Not every Kings fan. I heard that from a large portion of people.
You do.
How many of them are on Twitter?
100% of them.
You
Colin Sexton makes $19 million a year. Harrison Barnes makes $19 million a year.
So Keegan can't get 20?
He can.
Cam Johnson makes 21.
He can. And there's guys I'm looking at here like Dylan Brooks makes $22 million a year. PJ Washington makes 22 a year.
He's a $20 million a year player.
That's
get him the contract fine. And get it out of the way.
That's fine. I don't know. I just don't have to right now. I don't have to.
Okay.
And if you catapult into a different category,
so let me
9 months from now, where you're like, nah, we ran the risk, and now he's a $27 million.
So let me ask,
bro, really you good. could have okay. Let's say he does that, and you sign into 20 a year. You don't have a $27 million player on a $20 million a year contract. That's good business.
That is good business, but. What if he's just the same player? Like you mentioned earlier.
Then he was making what he's worth.
Then you can sign him to $20 million a year in the summer. If he's the same player, if he had $20 million a year player right now,
So let me, logic, is there a scenario where you think he's less than a $20 million a year player?
This is it.
Because I don't think I do.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
So the risk you're running by
not
signing him.
Okay, now I think
him,
I'm with you.
Yes, yes. Come on, Damian. So the risk you're running then of not signing him.
But it's okay, let's take risk completely out of this. It should boil down to one thing only. Do you want Keegan Murray here long term? Like if Scott Perry and BJ Armstrong know the answer to that, then I do believe you just sign him right now. Yeah, sign him. I think by your own admission, you just said he could
take a leap and become a $27 million a year player.
But can't fall off. Mm-hmm. So if all parties agreed to a $20 million, $100 million a year extension, yeah, I'd do it.
And I also think that is, I don't know, but I also think that may be the issue. They may say, yo, $20 million a year. And they're like, no, we want Jabari money or more.
Okay, now this is a different conversation.
That's a very different conversation.
Yeah.
But I get what Kyle's saying. Like if he takes off, he leaves Earth and becomes this great two-way player that can score, stop, all this other stuff, and now he turns into a $27 million a year player, then yeah, I lost in that evaluation of the player, and I got to pay more than what I thought I was going to pay. Number one, I may not think that he's going to do that. Number two, he might end up, there's a possibility that you're paying a $20 million a year player $27 million a year. There's also a possibility that you pay a $20 million a year player $20 million a year in 9 months.
Why would you not get it out of the way now instead of running the risk of becoming the front office that like, oh, look, they didn't do anything again.
Okay, but we're talking about the risk. What if nothing happened? What if it's the same? You're making the argument about the risk as if that is not, I know you're not doing it, but as if that's what's going to happen. Like, because you're scared of the risk, make the deal right now.
No, what are you gaining by not making the deal right now?
You might be gaining flexibility. He might get injured.
Oh my God, he is, Monty.
No, he might get injured more than what he is right now, but like a real injury, some with his legs. So, that could happen.
So you wouldn't sign him then if he got injured? Because again, now I feel like we're talking in circles. Now I feel like we're legitimately not saying anything.
No,
it boils down to, I think you brought up a great point. To me, it boils down to one thing. If I'll take it from the King side. If I'm Scott Perry in his front office, do I want Keegan Murray here for the long term? All right, yes, let's work through this. Here's a contract presentation. You're representing the Keegan Murray side saying, no, that's not going to work. We want Jabari Smith money. Mm. And there's a fair argument. If I'm Keegan's agent, that's exactly what I'm arguing. Mm-hmm. I want Jabari Smith money. Now, where your group and my group go, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I'm making the argument, and this is where you talk about those phone calls already taking place. This is where that, okay, Keegan, I have gone through the books. I have looked at the numbers, and barring massive trades, here's what the landscape of the league looks like and dollar figures available for you. Mm-hmm. Those things have happened right now because Keegan's agent has to have a number that he can push for, and I think the Jabari Smith number is the perfect number. That's what you push for. Mm-hmm. What are we accepting? Mm-hmm. Scott Perry in his front office. Here's what we're offering. What's our threshold right now? Mm-hmm. Because their threshold right now could be different than their threshold 12 months from now or however long from now. But it could be the threshold likely has to be way higher.
The other aspect of this is what I started off saying is if let's just put it at 20, if let's just say $20 million a year. If nobody around the league is willing to pay you $20 million a year, why should I pay you $20 million a year? I've done my homework. I've done my research, just like I did with Kuminga and all this other stuff from Scott Perry. If the word that I'm getting around, which could be bad intel or whatever, I'm not saying it's factual, but the word I'm getting around is on the open market, we're looking at probably like an $18 million a year player in this climate of the NBA. Mm-hmm. Why should I give you 20?
I think everything you just said indicates to me that Keegan would get 20, but I guess if every team has said like, oh yeah, no, we wouldn't pay him, then like, I guess. But again, then you run the risk of him going like, okay, well then I don't want to play for you anymore. And then you lose him for nothing.
Well, no, you don't necessarily lose him for anything. You just sign him as a restricted free agent.
Not if he doesn't want to play for you.
He ain't got no choice.
Oh, here we go.
This is what happened here with Kuminga.
He always sides with the front office.
Come on.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Come on.
Am I wrong?
He did it.
Am I wrong?
We did it.
Does he not have, like, this is what
No, you're not wrong. No.
You matched the offer.
The Kings should do exactly what the Warriors did because the Warriors handled it perfectly.
And
that's what you just said.
That creates a healthy situation for Sacramento and this basketball team.
Warriors situation also is a little different, like you talked about. The Kings, to our knowledge, also being sarcastic. But to our knowledge, haven't spent the better part of 3 years not saying they don't want
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Right. Mm.
Nah.
No, this is two front offices. There's no way they could. This is going nowhere. So,
that's all I'm saying. In this client, like
when James comes back, I'm just leaving. And you guys can bitch about this for an hour.
I know we got to go, but Kenny's trying to avoid
talking about Fred Warner.
I'm just saying.
I know, deep down, I knew he was going to do this.
I'm just saying, in these contracts that we're talking about, doesn't matter that it was a different financial climate. Like Dylan Brooks, you think Dylan Brooks is getting $22 million a year today?
Probably not, but like, okay, let's use a different example than Jonathan Kuminga. Josh Giddey ultimately signed for $4 and $100 million. Mm-hmm. Do we think that was going to be different? Like, I don't even know. Like, I had always kind of thought that's what he was going to sign for or something in that vicinity.
Right.
But before all of this started, so when that wound up being what he signed for after all of this, I didn't understand what we were waiting for.
And I know we got to go, but are you? Well, I'll ask
find
him.
Out
I'll ask
after the
come
break.
Back. I'll God ask when we come back.
Go to commercial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.